Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Coffee and Mindset Podcast. We are your hosts,
Dr. Chris
and Dr. Adana.
Sit back with your favorite cup of coffee and get ready to dig into mindset and take action.
Hello, hello, Coffee and Mindset. It is Dr. Adana. And today's episode is all going to be on common themes. What do I mean from that? So I was actually talking to one of my coaching clients the other day, and we were talking about not the situation that we would, you know, for example, when I talk about common themes, like we weren't talking about the relationships. We were talking about something for business. And I happened to ask, I was like, is there a common theme that's showing up? And she was like, what do you mean? I'm like, sometimes when we have particular stories about ourselves or mindset things that we carry, they show up in different places. It's like the same result is happening in all different aspects of your life. And sometimes we don't see the connection. And sometimes we don't even think that that's because of the same story. What do I mean by that? So let's say we have a self-worth issue, right? We have a self-worth issue. We don't give ourselves full self-love that we need. We don't think that we're like deserving of certain things. So that can manifest with relationships. Maybe your friends are showing up a little bit jerky to you, or the person that you were dating just is not like your most ideal human for you. And you're sitting there going, what the heck? Like, why are they being like this? Why are they treating me like this? Instead of saying, hey, they're showing up like this because that's how I'm showing up for me too. I know that's a little bit like out there if you're not used to this kind of conversation, but if you don't value you, why would somebody else value you, right? Why would they give you time of day? Why would they treat you like the queen or the king that you are if you don't even look at yourself like that? And on the flip side, if you don't value you or see your worth and somebody does treat you like that, either it's going to be super weird, super gnarly, or you're going to miss what's happening because you're not used to that. You're not used to that level of fabulous self-love and phenomenal being and attention. So if someone else does it to you, it's not going to fill that gap. It's not going to complete that space that feels empty because nobody can do that. We think that other people can fill that space for us, but let's be real, it doesn't happen. It might seem like it can. You might seem a little bit happier, but at the end of the day, unless you're filling that space for yourself and then having the other person just like one up that, it's not really full, right? So on that same note, maybe you've got a job offer that's just like not panning out the way that you want to, or you're getting shitty job offers, or like somebody else who's not even as qualified as you is getting better deals. It all feeds that same story. So take a minute and maybe think about things with your health, things in your relationships, things in your mindset and surroundings, things with work, or any type of like business deal that you have going on, and see if there's a common theme. See if there's something that's showing up. And then if it is showing up, jot that down too. And then stop and think, what story is this feeding? Like, what negative self-talk is this situation or how things are panning out feeding? And then next step from there would be to take that negative self-talk, like I am not worthy, and simply write, I am worthy. That's it. That's the first step. Write that in and then continue to say that affirmation to yourself for the next week. That's it, just the next week. And it might seem silly and it might seem weird and you might not resonate with it initially because it's going against the like anchored, I am not worthy story that you have. But that is the way that we're going to change our brain. That is the way that we're going to change our being by changing our conversations with ourselves. So you've got an activity, you've got game plan here. You're going to go through, look at the different aspects of your life, see if there's a common theme showing up. If there is, which part of your negative self-talk is that feeding? Write that negative self-talk down. Next to it, you're going to write, the opposite version of that. So the absolute fabulous positive self-talk there. And then we're going to get after it. All right, guys, let me know. I'm so excited. I want to know what this common theme is. Also, I'm going to do this too to see if there's anything that I'm missing, because obviously I love to work on mindset. So I will get back to you and you get back to me. Get after it. Oh, coffee of the day. Super new. This is from a company called the Abilona Coffee Company, and it's called the First Rate Organic Morning Blend. It is originated in Ethiopia, Honduras, Peru, and Nicaragua. The roast level is medium, and the company is actually out of Topanga right here in California. So we got this from Erewhon Market last week when we were there, but it's so smooth, so delicious. I had it with my Bulletproof this morning, and then we had it just black iced yesterday. So phenomenal. Abilona Coffee Company, if you've never had it, have it. This was our first time having it, and we'll absolutely buy it again. And your affirmation of the day is, I am appreciative of myself. I recognize my full worth. I value and admire myself. Get after it, guys. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's Coffee and Mindset podcast episode. Just a reminder to review, rate, subscribe, and pass this along to anyone else who may want to expand their mindset. You can find us on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Also, don't forget, you can check us out on Instagram and Facebook at Coffee and Mindset. Get after it.